Track 3. ITV Arts editor Nina Nanar tells us that her trip to Basel for the Eurovision was a winner.
I'm still buzzing from the Eurovision Song Contest. You? I know it was a few weeks ago, but there's simply nothing like it, and it takes ages to come down from it. My team and I went to Basel in Switzerland for the event. I'd never been to Switzerland before. With all of these trips, even though you know you're going to be working really hard, you do hope that you'll get to see part of the city or the country. But as usual, we landed and it was non-stop. The arena was situated in one part of town near a shopping centre, not the most attractive place, if I'm honest. The media centre was a big room attached to the back. Again, not likely to win any architectural awards. It was actually an ice rink converted for the occasion to house journalists from all over the place to sit and watch on big screens and attend press conferences with organisers and the acts in one corner. To be fair, being in that room was amazing. The atmosphere often party-like. We kept getting colleagues from the UK coming over and saying what a beautiful place Basel was and how they were longing to visit again. Each time, my team and I would look at each other. Are we missing something? Our work schedule meant leaving our hotel first thing in the morning, going to another hotel, doing an interview, then straight to the media centre via the shopping centre and its extortionate car park to sit and drink coffee, too much coffee, and write and edit till late. But then we had an interview with the UK contestants and later with presenter Rylan Clark. They invited us to a part of the city we hadn't visited, far from the shopping centre. And then I got it. Basel is lovely. It has the River Rhine running through it, and once we made our way to its banks, Basel suddenly made a lot more sense. There's something about water, isn't there? I suppose it's one of the reasons why so many people are drawn to live in Norfolk. If you're near water, be it the river or the sea, it seems to make everything more bearable. Is it the bigger skies? Is it the feeling that there's a lot more out there? Suddenly, amidst our crazy work schedules, we found ourselves able to breathe a bit and simply to stand and look out at the amazing views. It's a bit like that famous 1963 song, "Hello Mother, Hello Father, Here I Am in Camp Granada," the one where the kid hates summer camp, writing a complaining letter to his parents until it suddenly stops raining, the sun comes out, and a world of fun and activities opens up. So he finishes up his musical letter with a plea, "Mother, father, kindly disregard this letter." Suddenly, we loved Basel. The sun was shining, people were swimming and sailing in the river. Rylan was, as ever, utterly delightful. And the UK contestants, Remember Monday, apart from being superb singers, were also incredibly lovely and nervous about what was to come. "Do you think you might get nul point?" I asked them, because allegedly no one likes the UK. Little did I know that this would actually happen. Quite unfairly, in my opinion. I doubt they'll be making a return trip to Basel in a hurry. Me, on the other hand, a trip on that river with an ice cream in my hand. Well, that sounds like a winner.